Today I wanted to talk about the economy, and I know I've been talking about it a little bit lately, but yeah, it's just kind of hard to ignore because it's been in the news a lot, and, you know, I didn't want to make another audio boo about my job or, you know, the lack of jobs, because I think that goes without question. Economy's not really great right now. It's getting better, but very slowly it's improving. But I can say with great joy and great confidence that things are looking up for me, and things are looking up also for many of my friends and my family. My mother, God bless her soul, you know, she has her own business, and the economy really hasn't taken a toll on that, and we can be very fortunate for that, and my father can be very fortunate for that. My parents are doing very well for themselves, and, you know, a lot of friends I have known, or have known, and still know, or have been affected by this economy, and they have made recoveries and found jobs and are relocating and, settling down in their lives, and, you know, I'm still in the process of trying to settle down because I really haven't found my career yet. You know, I said in, I believe one of the last audio boos that, I'm in a period of transition, which is fine with me. and they call this generation, my generation, they call it Generation Y. And a lot of times you'll hear people my age, you'll say, you know, I think our parents had a lot easier getting jobs and, you know, getting a good education, getting out there and finding jobs, than we do. And I'd have to say, I very much agree with that. You know, I have never lived in the lives of my parents. I've never lived in their shoes. I know it's very tough for my mom starting out. She's told me many stories where, you know, they're basically had nothing but macaroni and cheese and the cupboard and boxed meals and that sort of thing. But, you know, I think they did in some respects have it easier. And, you know, my mom didn't go to college, so it might have been a little harder with, you know, her lack of experience. But nonetheless, you know, it's tough right now. A lot of times I tell people, you know, the bachelor's degree in college is more like the new high school diploma. And you see a lot more people nowadays, a lot more college kids graduating, getting their bachelor's and then going back for the master's or even, you know, just starting it up right away. And that's not what I did, but I am going back to school. And on that note, I wanted to also say it's that the school search is looking good, too. I have decided now that I'd want to go back to school for emergency management, homeland security with a concentration in criminal justice. And I found a school in Richmond, Virginia, who offers a master's degree in that very topic. And one of the main reasons I decided to choose this job is I really love helping people. I love helping people a lot. And I always like a good mystery. And I love fighting crime. And, you know, I think there's a lot of job security in this field, no pun intended, because, you know, America has one of the highest crime rates in the world. But anyways, didn't mean to get off topic there a little bit. But yeah, I think you're seeing a lot more people. They call this generation my generation. They call Generation Y also. They call it the Peter Pan generation, which I think is a very appropriate term for this generation. They call it Peter Pan generation because a lot of kids are delaying their primary adult or some responsibilities or, you know, adult events. You see people getting married a lot later. And you see people, you know, starting their careers, starting their lives a lot later. You know, my sister, who is in her early 30s, just more or less recently just started her life at her late 20s and has finally now settled down and is doing great for herself. God bless her soul. But I'm running out of time, getting short on time here, but the point I wanted to make in this video is, I guess I'd ask you guys a question. Going back to the whole parents thing, do you think our parents had it harder or easier than our current generation? Let me know what you guys think. Till next time, peace and love. Savage out.